Oh gosh, I am so sorry to report to you that we have to say this word on radio. It's called FAFSA. Hard to say, and not anyone's favorite topic. This is the free application for federal student aid. This is the form that you use to apply for financial aid for college or grad school. Now, I'm talking about this because the form is available on October 1st. And although it is true that your deadline is not until next spring, it's also true that some institutions award financial aid on a first-come, first-served basis. So it really is smart to get yourself together and to complete this form as soon as you can after October 1st.
And when it comes to completing the form, is this thing like taking the ACT on a Saturday morning?
Well, listen, it used to be way worse. I don't know if that's going to give anyone solace, but it used to be that this form was really hard because you'd have to sit there with your physical tax returns and copy cells from one return into the FAFSA form. But the good news is that the IRS website and the Department of Education website now talk to each other. And so the Department of Ed says that the vast majority of people who are completing the FAFSA can do so in under an hour. I think the big problem is that a lot of people are either spooked by the whole idea of it or just believe, oh, I'm not going to get any financial aid, so they don't complete it. And frankly, there is a lot of evidence that about 40% of families who think they won't qualify do qualify. And so I think it really is worth it. Even if it is an hour and you get nothing this year, you never know. And once you complete the form, it's a lot easier to update it in the future.
So the chances of approval are better than you may think. And can this be a significant amount, Jill, of financial aid?
It sure can. I mean, we're talking about sometimes 10, 20, 30,000 bucks. And, you know, again, you don't have to accept the offer that is put to you for the college or graduate school that you are applying for. But a lot of this is free money. I mean, we're talking about Pell Grants. That's money that is not a loan. It is money that does not have to be repaid. And I just think that a lot of people are very leery of this, and wisely so, because student loan debt is a pretty significant weight on someone's life. However, a lot of the aid that is awarded is straight up aid, and some of it is loans, and some of it comes in the form of work study. Without applying, you don't know which part of this system is going to be most beneficial to you. So again, the beginning point is this dreaded FAFSA form.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.